Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history. Brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com. And Chris, we're going to look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, we're going to go back to the NLCS, the National League Championship Series. It's Game 3 of 2010. It's here at AT&T Park. It's Tuesday, October 19th of 2010. It's the Phillies and the Giants. This is a very important game for the Giants as they try to take a commanding lead here in this series. 43,320 at the ballpark on this day. Now, Chris, let me give you the lineups, and we'll talk about why this is such a special game. For the Giants, Edgar Renteria at short, Freddie Sanchez at second, Posey catching. This is 2010 now. Pat Burlin left. Cody Ross starts in right that day. Huff at first base, Uribe at third, and Aaron Rowan in center field, and Big Matt Kane on the hill. For the Phillies, it's Victorino, Utley, Polanco, Howard Worth, Rollins, Ibanez, Ruiz, and Hamels on the hill. So those are the teams that match up here in Game 3 of a very exciting championship series that everyone said Phillies were going to win very easily.
Right, a best-of-seven series, Marty. First team to win four games. Some people thought the series wouldn't last three games, as the joke goes. But the Giants were, as we remember, around these parts, it was their year.
Yeah, and this game was a good microcosm, as you say, of what the Giants were all about in 2010. And you hear the names, and of course, many of those names are gone after another year or two, but some of them still live on in Giants history. Matt Kane, one of them, and this is one of, as we talk about Matt Kane and the career he had for the Giants in 2010, outstanding. 2012 as well, he pitched big games for the Giants. Then after that, with injuries, he sort of fell by the wayside, but to get their first World Series championship and to knock the Phillies out, he gets the home opener for the Giants in Game 3.
That particular day to me was like, you know, the baseball we read about, you know, in the 40s and 50s, you know, all those Octobers in Yankee Stadium and Ebbets Field with the shadows lengthening over the field. It was very much that kind of day. I remember vividly watching Dave Rigetti and Mark Gardner walk to the bullpen, and again, the shadows kind of in the light, kind of playing off their uniforms, and then here comes Matt Kane to the mound, and, you know, you glance at the TV monitor, and there's, you know, they got close-ups of his face, you know, when he's standing reading, you know, reading the catcher's signs, and it just reminded me of watching Gibson and Seaver and those guys pitch big postseason games when I was a kid, and you know, those close-ups they'd show on those NBC telecasts, and here was Matt Kane stepping into, you know, the kind of greatness that Seaver and Gibson type people like that achieve.
Great images, Chris, sort of walking into the picture, as I like to say, and Matt Kane was walking into it that day. Well, no score until the bottom half of the fourth inning. Now, I had Cole Hamels on the hill, tough lefty, and Matt Kane, of course, for the Giants, but in the fourth inning, things happen, and this was a story of the Giants of 2010. Listen to this inning. Edgar Renteria singles on a line drive to the right fielder Jason Wirth.
Mount regained his stroke. Renteria's on with a leadoff hit. So the Giants have their first base runner.
Freddie Sanchez bunts. Come on, Bruce Bochy, you lay down a bunt to the first baseman.
He had a brief conversation with the third base coach, Tim Flannery. He may be bunting.
To Howard, will tag for the out. Renteria to second, one away.
Posey then strikes out swinging, and Pat Burrell walks. So we got runners now on first and second. And Cody Ross singles on a line drive to the left fielder, Raul Ibanez.
The pitch. Ross swings and pulls one into left field. That's a base hit. Renteria coming around third. He's going to score. Ibanez up with the ball. His throw goes to second base. Burrell around to third. 1-0. Take the lead.
Renteria scores, and Burrell goes to third. All this with two out. And now it's 1-0 Giants. Aubrey Huff comes up, and he singles on a ground ball to right. It's deflected by second baseman Chase Utley. Pat Burrell scores, and now it's 2-0. That was a Giants inning in 2010.
There it was, but you know what? It was effective. The guys who got it done, Aubrey Huff and Pat Burrell, you know, acquisitions before that season. I mean, it was guys they had to pick up off a scrap heap, guys who they just cobbled together. together, and here they cobble together a two-run inning.
Right, beautiful. Well, it's 2-0 Giants, and they go to the bottom of the fifth, and Kane is cruising along here. Again, this is why this game is special, and we want to highlight it for what Matt Kane did. Bottom of the fifth, the Giants get some more on the board. Aaron Rowan, he doubles on a line drive to left field to Raul Abanez. Freddy Sanchez reaches on a fielding error again by second baseman Chase Utley. Giants got some advantages with Brooks Conrad and Chase Utley in 2010. Conrad, of course, of the Braves, made a ton of errors. Sanchez scores, and it's 3-0. And that's the way Kane holds it. He goes 7 innings, gives two hits in the game. Howard gets a hit. Rollins gets a hit. Ruiz gets a hit. That's it for the whole game.
Here it comes. Swing and a ground ball to second. Sanchez drops to a knee, fields it, stands up, throws to first. And Matt Kane again gets himself out of trouble. And likely his final pitch of the day, number 119.
Kane only gives up 2 hits, no runs, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. He is gone after 7, Chris, but he goes with a lead of 3-0. Hamels is knocked out. Jose Contreras is in, but Harold Hamels was tagged for all the runs that the Giants scored. So Matt Kane, and this is why we love it, 7 innings, think about this, 2 hits, a critical game for the Giants, no runs, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, and the Giants now turn it over to Javi Lopez.
The pitch to Howard. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slow breaking ball, and that will end the inning. Lopez goes 1-2-3.
Brian Wilson to end the shutout, which they do.
Wilson gets the sign from Buster Posey, and he throws. And Abanez, double play ball to Sanchez. Got it to Renteria. On to Huff. Double play. Ball game's over. So the Giants in front of 43,320, who are all standing right now, waving the towels, take the third game of this best of 7 series. And today they do it behind strong pitching, 2 out base hits, and some nice defense.
They win the game 3-0 over the Phillies, 2 hours, 39 minutes. So you can just imagine how well this was played, because in the playoffs, there's extra commercials. So even with that, 2 hours, 39 minutes, and the Giants win game 3 of this NLCS against the Philadelphia Phillies.
You alluded to Kane's superb pitching there, Marty. He allowed in the postseason 1 run. It was just incredible pitching by him. He went deep in every game. For me, this was his signature effort, maybe of his career. I know he had the perfect game, but this was much higher stakes and against a team that was the reigning National League pennant winners, and Matt came through against them. I'd like to mention one thing about Javi Lopez. He had an excellent postseason that year. The Phillies had so many tough lefties in their lineup, and he just dominated them. Giants would not have gone all the way without him.
No, I agree, and the Giant bullpen with Affelt as well. Certainly the core four living up to it in that one. But that's why we chose. Chris, you chose this one, and you explained it very well, why you thought this was a critical game in Matt Kane's career, and one to look back on as his career winds down with the San Francisco Giants. So, all right, it is October 19th, 2010. Giants win game 3 of this NLCS. They go on to win the NLCS and, of course, beat Texas in the World Series for their first championship here in San Francisco. 52 years, as Dwayne Kuiper says, 52 years since 1958. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.